Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, and we are starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Lulunishmas Marshmim Charbas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now this mishnah is really a continuation of the end of the previous parak, which discussed different chumras that kodesh has over truma. So the mishnah tells us chumra kodesh mit truma. Here's another chumra that we find by kodesh over truma. Shema debilin kelim sar kelim betruma avolay bekodesh. Then we have multiple kelim that need tevila, that need to be immersed because they're tamei. So we're dealing with using these kelim for truma. We could put one inside the other. We have a small or large pot. We could put the small one inside the large one and be tevil them. No problem, but by Kodesh, we're machmir. That's because we're afraid of chatzitzo. We're afraid there's going to be an interposition in between these two kelim. One is going to rest heavily on the other, and water is not going to get there. So we're machmir by Kodesh. Another chumra, achirayim v'toich ubeis tzviya betruma avoloi b'kodesh. This din applies by truma, not by Kodesh. What is it referring to? So a kli has multiple parts to it. It has the toich, the inside. It has the outside or the underside, which is the achirayim. And then it has the beis tzviya, which is like a finger notch of sorts. Even though sometimes it's translated as a handle, over here it's really this notch. You know, sometimes a person's kitchen cabinets don't actually have a handle screwed onto them. It's just a groove or a notch indented in the cabinet itself, and that's how you could open and close the drawer cabinet. So it's the same thing with the kli. Sometimes there was a notch in there or a groove that one would put their finger into, and that's the way they would hold it. So this din in the Mishnah has to do with tuma d'rabanan, namely when something that's metame d'rabanan touches his base tzviya or the outside, it's only metame that area, and it's not metame the entire kli. That's by truma specifically, but not by kodesh. By kodesh, no matter where it touches, the whole kli is tamei. Another chumra, hanoisis hamidras, somebody who's carrying something that's tamei midras because his zav sat on it, so it's a high level tuma, and that's going to be tamei the person who's carrying it. Noisis hatruma, he's also allowed to carry truma. Avalois hakodesh ben hakodesh. Another chumra, big da'ech hatruma midras lakodesh, as we already had previously. The begadim of a person who eats truma are considered midras in regards to kodesh. And one more, loikmeis hakodesh midras hatruma, when it comes to being tevil something of kodesh, it's different than truma. Over here, we're specifically referring to a kli made of multiple parts. For example, a bed that's a bed frame, and it has some ropes holding it together, and that's also what the mattress is placed on. So Sheba Kodesh, when a person is being toivel such a thing for Kodesh purposes, matir, he has to undo everything, umenagif, dry, umatbil, and then be toivel it, v'achka kosher, and then he can retie everything together. Whereas Truma, when it comes to Truma, kosher, he can even make sure everything's tied, it's whole, everything's put together, v'achka matbil, and he can be toivel it like that, and no problem. So Gemara quotes Mishnah, chayim b'kodesh mitruma chulu, erochis ha'dushim ha'yechnan, why is it that we have this difference? It's because those who eat truma, namely kaihanim, there's reason, they're diligent, they're conscientious, they're very careful, whereas people who are eating kodesh are not. What does that mean? So in truth, really, everyone's careful in regards to kodesh. It's just that kodesh is not eaten so often. Kaihanim, or eating truma, they do that all the time, so they're extremely careful and diligent and conscientious, and they know exactly what they're doing. So when they're being toivel kalim for truma, they make sure that there's not going to be a chatzitza between the two, they're putting one inside the other. Whereas by kodesh, even if referring to kaihanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they're only there 1 week at a time. As we know, there's a rotational basis of kaihanim, and every mishmar only got 1 week at a time, so really they're only there about twice a year, and they're just not as focused or even aware of what they're doing 100%. Therefore, we have to be more machmir with kodesh. However, Amar Chanan Yukumir of Mana, he asks on this, Va'adahi Maila, this is the Maila that we're talking about. It's mashma from the Mishnah that the reason why we're more machmir with kodesh is because kodesh is more holy, it's more elevated, it has a Maila to it. But this seems to be the other way around. If you want to say that we have two things that are completely equal, Truma and Kodesh. In other words, if we find a situation that Truma and Kodesh are equal, and Tamei Bazeh v'Tahor Bazeh, you say, this one's considered Tamei, that's by Kodesh, whereas this one's considered Tahor, that's Truma, so V'dahi Maila, that's a Maila. But in the way that it was just presented by Rechi B'Shem Rechanan, it seems to be the opposite of what the Mishnah is conveying. It seems to be that there's sort of a downside or a lack of ability in treating Kodesh properly, and that's the only reason why we're Marmachmir, not because of a Maila. So Armelehi answered him, Tifter, we could explain as follows, B'mezukak l'Kodesh. We're talking about a Kayhain who right now happens to need to eat Kodesh, and he's being titled to Kalim. So since anyway, he is a person who's going to be eating Truma, and he's very careful in regards to Truma, still we say that since he's dealing with Kodesh, there's an extra Mila by the Kodesh, that he's not allowed to be titled one Kli inside the other, and that's where this Mila comes out. Here we have a clarification of the Mishnah. Rabla says, even in regards to Truma, if the two Kalim that were being titled are very heavy, such as the Litra Kli, it's pretty heavy, so then we're not allowed to be titled one inside the other, because we're afraid it's going to sink down, and then there's going to be chatzitza in between these two kelim. Now, B'Sholeimer, he adds on, af betruma, even with truma, ein madbilan oisai, ala sal v'gargusni bovad, the only things he's allowed to be tevil together, one inside the other, are sal and gargusni. These are two different types of wicker baskets. Our gargusni was like a pretty large wicker basket used for filtering wine, and since these are very light, it's only in this situation where we don't have a chashash that there's going to be a chatzitza if one kli is inside the other, but on the other kelim, we do have a chashash, so we see that Abishol is much more machmir than Rav Lo B'Shem Rabbi. Now the Gemara continues, Yochanan, he tells us, Abba Shaul and Reb Shimon, Shneim Amrutav Rechad. Abba Shaul and Reb Shimon, they both say the same thing. We just had Abba Shaul's opinion. Now what about Reb Shimon? So Yud Chasam Beis on top, the Tanin Taman, we have Mishra over there in Maseches Mikvayos. Ha'oiches ba'adamu bekelim umat bilon. If a person's holding on to somebody else or onto kelim and he's being tovel them, which is usually what we do when we put kelim in a mikvah, what's the din? Tameim, they're actually tamei. That's because since he's holding on to the kli or the person, so his hand is pressed tightly up against the rim or the handle of the kli, that creates a chatzitza. The water doesn't get to that part. Therefore, the kli or the person is tamei. However, if he washed his hands beforehand, tahirin, then the kli or the person are tahar. That's because the water that remains on his hands from washing them connects to the water of the mikvah, and so even that spot that he's holding on to is tahar. However, Reb Shimon says differently. Yirpa, he should loosen his hand. He shouldn't grip onto the kli or the person so tightly. He should keep it a little bit loose, so that the water could go in them. So you see, just like Abba Shaul, Reb Shimon is also chayshesh for one thing that's being pressed up against another during tefillah, and there's a chatzitza, that's why he said it has to be loose. However, now we have a retraction. Rabbi Yochanan says that really mistab Reb Shimon yodi la Abba Shaul, but Abba Shaul lo yodi la Reb Shimon. It's logical to say that Reb Shimon agrees to Abba Shaul, but Abba Shaul doesn't agree to Reb Shimon, because we could say that Abba Shaul is machmir only when it comes to two kalim that are being toiveled together. So we have to have a chashash that one kli is heavy and it's going to rest on the other kli, making a chatzitza. But when a person himself is holding on to the kli and being toivel it, perhaps Abba Shaul is not going to be chayshesh. So actually, they don't necessarily hold the same thing. Again, it could be that Reb Shimon holds like Abba Shaul, but that Abba Shaul doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. And Rabban Kesar and Sebashin Rabbi Yechanan, halacha Abba Shaul, the halachas like Abba Shaul, and Vitani Kane, we have a brass like this, that halacha Kedvar, the halachas like him. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Masnisa Drab Meir, our Mishnah that we're machmir about being toivel, two kalim one inside the other, is like Rav Meir. Aval Devi Chachamim, according to Chachamim, which is Rabbi Yosa, Isim Kane, Afil Bakaydesh, we can do so even for Kaydesh. Now, just one more thing about the Mishnah before we get back to this machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The next difference in the Mishnah that we had between Truma and Kaydesh is that these three different parts of the Kli, the Toich, the inside, the Hachirayim, the outside, and the Beis Tzviya, this finger notch, those are all three separate things in regards to Toma. And why is that Shein Beis Tzviya Toich Kli? That's because the Beis Tzviya, this finger notch, is not considered the inside of the Kli, whereas Kaydesh, Kul and Toich. In regards to Kaydesh, everything is considered Toich. Now, understanding where this machlokes came from, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Chiya Barva, Maisa, there's a story, Shenichzu Shivas Zakenim Lavaris Hashana Bikas Rimain, that seven Zakenim, they entered, meaning they gathered together in order to extend the year, and they did this in Beis Rimain. We know that seven Chacham are required in order for the deliberations deciding whether or not we're going to extend the year and add another month. So they gather in Bikas Rimain, machlokes of where exactly this place is. And Umihayu, who were these seven? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Now, once they were gathered together, what did Talmidei Chacham do? They obviously discussed all sorts of Torah. So even though they were going to be talking about Erev Hashana, they started discussing something else. Amru, they said, Kama malos b'kadosh b'truma. How many malos, how many chomers do we find by kadosh over truma? So Rabbi Meir Amr, he said, Shlosh Yisrei, there's 13. Or Rabbi Yosi Amr, he said, Shtem Yisrei, there's only 12. So Amr, Meir said, Kach shamatim Rabbi Kiva Shlosh Yisrei. I heard from Rabbi Kiva that there's 13. So Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, told him, Shimash Yisrei Rabbi Kiva Oimdais, Mashaloi Shimashtei Yeshivais. I learned from Rabbi Kiva standing, that which you didn't even learn from him, sitting. In other words, I learned way more from Rabbi Kiva than you did, and therefore I'm more of authority to say what Rabbi Kiva held. And Amru, they said, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Alexandri, la mitayhu. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he's an Alexandrian, and he's saying the truth, and so it goes like him. Now, even though they were arguing, v'amdu misham b'nishika, they stood up from there, and they kissed each other, they showed an expression of love and brotherhood to each other. That's as the Pasuk says, is vayiv besufa, and the drasha is that even though in the beginning they're arguing, and it seems like they're sinim, that they don't like each other, at the end, there's ahava, there's love, and that's why they have this nishika expression at the end. And another thing is, anyone that didn't have a gaila or gula, this is a special overgarment or a talus of sorts that they're supposed to wear for chashivas. If one of them didn't have it, one of the other ones would cut half of his garment and give it to him. The question is, why do they do that? Why do they need to have this gula, this garment? Why do they have to wear it? And the answer is, each one darshan the following pasuk seven times. It's not proper to darshan if you're not wearing a special coat. Now, what was this pasuk they darshan? Ashiru nol yedidi shiras daidi lakarmai. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shayo that means, I will sing now on behalf of my beloved, the song of my beloved about his vineyard. And the reason why they picked this is because they were sitting in a shura, in a row, like a kerem, like a vineyard. So that's why they were darshaning this pasuk. And you have someone else on top. V'kalsan lachraya ma ashkach ape bagava. They praised the last one who's able to darshan because he found something new to say about this pasuk, even though there was already six before him. And Amrin, they said, Reb Shimon Yechai Hava, that last one was Reb Shimon Yechai. And then after this, they got to the deliberations of the leap year and they decided to extend it. So the Gemara now asks, V'loma havin dachken me'ata hadomilsa. Why do they feel so pressured that right now they have to discuss whether or not to extend the year? And this is either because maybe Bikas Rimain wasn't fully in Eretz Yisrael, and it's really supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael. According to others, the reason for this question is because they were hiding from the Roman authorities who were oppressing them and didn't allow them to gather together for such things. And so the question is, why they push themselves? What's the big deal? Okay, don't get together, don't extend the year. Why do they have to do that? And the answer is the Havan Darshan Meimar, the Darshan the following Pasuk, Elohei Maseicha Lois HaSalach, don't make gods for yourselves, meaning don't make Avodah Zarah. And Maksiv Asri was to say right afterwards, as Chag HaMatzos Tishmar, you should guard Chag HaMatzos. What do we learn from this Pasuk, Chag HaMatzos Tishmar? That we should guard Chag HaMatzos, meaning we should make sure that Pesach is in the proper time, it's in the Aviv, it's in the spring, and if it's not going to end up being in the spring because the way that the year fell out, then we would have to extend the year, we would have to add on another Adar so that Pesach could fall out in the proper time. And Amr, they said, based off of this, anyone who has a suffix that maybe we should extend the year and he doesn't do so, it's like he's being Avodah Zarah. That's the first pasuk. And after their deliberations, they decided that they're going to extend the year. Now, when they got up and they were going to go, Amr, they said, let's go see if that which we did was good. Meaning, let's see if Hashem agreed to our decision to extend the year. And over there, there was a pillar of marble. And each one picked up a nail, the kavale begave, and stuck it into this marble pillar, and actually went in and settled into it as if it was a pillar made out of dough, because you can't just take a nail and stick it into marble like that. And due to this nace, they realized that Hashem agreed to them, and ad kidon miskari kipa misamra, even until now it's called the pillar with nails. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.